Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the bear. A few years ago, I was hiking over in the western part of the state. It was May, and the woods were rapidly turning green. A sudden movement caught my attention, and I saw a black bear just yards away run down the hill to a stand of evergreens. I have encountered black bears in the woods before, but this was the closest I had ever come to one. I am partial to bears and feel some kind of primal connection to them. Bears were the earliest sacred animals venerated by our ancestors. From ancient times, throughout North America and Europe and Siberia and Japan. The earliest evidence of bear veneration is from more than 50,000 years ago. One spectacular sight is a cave in the Swiss Alps. It has a crypt dug into the cave floor that is lined with dressed stone slabs. Inside the crypt were many bear skulls placed in niches carved into the stone walls. Archaeologists theorize that bears were associated with the ever-renewing cycle of life and rebirth. Humans observed the bear mother's habit of giving birth during hibernation, sequestered in caves during winter. She and her cubs emerged from the earth in spring, reborn after the dead of winter. The mother bear became a symbol of regeneration. Humans also seem to relate to the bear because bears move like us. Bears can walk on their hind legs. They can run, climb trees, and swim. Bears also walk plantigrade, with their heels touching the ground first, just like we do. They even eat the same foods as humans, like meat, fish, nuts, and berries. With these similarities, it is not hard to see why myths and folktales developed of humans and bears shape-shifting into each other, mating and having human-bear children. In many traditions, the bear mother was the ancestor of humans. The ancient Greeks believed their progenitor was the bear goddess Arctos, and they called themselves Arcadians. Numerous bear Madonna artifacts have been unearthed depicting a figure of a woman with a bear's head, nursing a bear cub at her breast. Many goddesses had bear aspects. The Greek goddess Artemis was often depicted with a bear's head. At her annual festival, the Brauronia, young girls dressed in yellow robes and danced in processions imitating bears. Another European bear goddess was Atalanta, for whom the Atlantic Ocean was named. The great Celtic mother goddess Sulis was also shown draped in a bear cloak with a bear's head on top of her own. The constellation, the Big Dipper, is also known as Ursa Major, the Great Bear. Ancient Indo-European star lore held that the Great Bear constellation was the source of all energy of the universe. A straight line between the first and final stars in the Great Bear constellation points to the North Star, around which the heavens revolve, holding the entire universe together. And the northern reaches of the earth, the Arctic region, thus received the name of the bear goddess Arctos, she who eternally propelled the cycles of life and rebirth. In our modern world, we still feel a primal connection to the bear. We cherish the comfort we receive from our teddy bears, for example, and literary creations like Winnie the Pooh and Paddington Bear remain popular. We have the Cub Scouts, and many sports teams have bear as their mascot, including our own University of Maine Black Bears. I too feel a kinship with bear, and sometimes when I am in need of nurturing, I turn to Awasosqua, the Wabanaki bear mother, to hold me in her furry embrace. And so now, in this season of rebirth and regeneration, let us honor the bear. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.